Brian Meyer, Happy New Year, and welcome back to our studios for another year of Press Pass with us.
It's always fun to be back in Radio Land.
And since you and I have been talking the last several years about economic development, it is now on a major upswing. We have such positive things happening in the city of Buffalo. Your recent interview, you sat down with Harbor Center President John Comel.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, Eileen. I was at half a dozen holiday parties just within the last couple of weeks, and I can't believe how many people in different diverse circles of friends are talking about, in particular, downtown development, whether it is Canal Side or the Harbor Center or the stuff that's going to be going on near the Buffalo River. And it really does seem to be igniting a lot of enthusiasm. And, of course, the big ticket item is this $172 million Harbor Center project that Kim and Terry Pegula have launched, two of the two NHL regulation size ice rinks right next to, you know, the big one. And, you know, they're really hoping, as John Comel said, that this is going to create a scenario where, quote, all hockey roads lead to Buffalo.
But there still remains a bit of skepticism on these projects where perhaps you have too much of the same thing going on, where we're seeing a lot of hotels being built, hotel rooms. And you talked to Comel about that a little bit, because he said that they're actually going to feed off of each other,
right,
as far as the competition.
Yeah, because, of course, Harbor Center, it's a multi-use facility. There's all kinds of things that are going to be in there, a sports bar and restaurant and retail and, of course, the hockey facilities. But there's going to be a 202-room hotel. And when we asked, I mean, my gosh, when are we going to have too many hotel rooms? Because there are several projects that are being launched.
Our effort is to not redistribute the existing pie. Our effort, as I like to say, is to fill up the portion of the glass that's half empty right now. So we're contributing to the overall growth and development. Our success will be contingent on the availability of other hotel rooms.
And Comel's point was echoed earlier in the year by Mark Hamister, who is launching actually a couple of projects. He's got a downtown Buffalo multi-use facility that's going up in Main and Court, renovation of the Tishman building, and that includes a hotel. And Hamister's point was, you know, the very same thing. Look at, you know, we wouldn't be investing this kind of money if we thought there was going to be an oversaturation of hotel rooms, and all these projects, all these things that are going on are going to be feeding off each other.
Now, as far as the timeline, it sounds pretty positive that by next fall they're going to be able to open some of this.
Some of the stuff will be open by fall. They were originally saying by September, and they've kind of backed off a little on that because, let's be honest, I mean, weather alone can really take a bite out of certain timelines. But they're confident that by, you know, late in 2014, a number of these facilities will be open. Not everything in this, you know, this cavernous building, but some of the facilities will actually be up and running by, you know, December of this year.
Now, right above all this is, of course, the infamous Skyway, and you asked a really great question about that to see what their perspective is on it.
Do you have a stand on whether the Skyway should be maintained or torn down?
My personal view, one man's opinion, is those dollars would be far better directed elsewhere. The opportunity we have here to expand the growth and development of this geography in this area, I'd much rather see it invested, at least for the foreseeable future, in more productive ways. We can light it. We can do other things with it. It's not as intrusive as those who spend a lot of time talking about it.
Because when you're talking about downtown development, particularly in that area, you really can't, you know, ignore the Skyway. And as you know as well as I know, there's just so much controversy and has been for the better part of a couple of decades as to whether you tear this thing down, whether you maintain it, whether you do enhancements. And it was interesting, Comel's point on that.
It was. He gave a nice perspective about it. He made it more positive that, you know, we can make it look good above what we're doing below. So maybe that's something that, instead of tearing it down, which we know would be a crazy project to undertake.
Yeah, and he even glanced out his window as we were talking. We were at First Niagara Center and said, hey, you know, you can even see the waterfront from here, and there's just better ways you can spend your money than demolishing the Skyway.
So we're certainly seeing a lot of synergy down in downtown Buffalo. A renaissance, would you say it's fair to say that at this point?
Well, it's a little early to say because all these things have to work, but urban planners will tell you that it's the synergy, it's the kind of relationship between projects that really create the critical critical mass and create the kind of tourism dollars and the kind of spinoff effect. And, you know, when you see Canal Side and what's happened there and what is supposed to be happening in the future, and you look at Harbor Center and you look at things like the proposed the Riverworks project and you look at Larkinville, it's hard not to think that there are some game-changing events that are going on. And in the long term, you know, the experts are saying that this is going to really be an economic boom.
Buffalo News reporter Brian Meyer, thank you for sharing your In Focus interviews, and we look forward to a full year of talking with you.
Thank you, Eileen.